Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Anita Rosen back on the show.
Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back, Anita. And Anita, folks, as you know, is the author of a new ebook called Project Management. We've been talking about it on the show. Also, e-commerce question and answer book. Also, e-learning 2.0. And as I've said many times before, she's one of the internet pioneers. Even though she started right out of elementary school, and she's our good friend Anita. Thank you for being here. We've been talking about your project management ideas. We've talked about concept in the past. We talked about design. So let's get into the next step in project management. But first, I want you to tell my small business audience why they should care about project management.
Well, what we're really talking about is breaking up any project you're going to do into steps. And the whole reason you break them into steps is if you try trying to do step three before you do step one, you got a mess on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're trying to do is break them into small bites so that when you actually create something new, it works well and it's effective. The problem is when you skip one of these steps, that's when you have a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've worked on lots and lots of projects, and I've done my own projects. Like, I redid my kitchen, and I used the exact same process that I use for everything else at work, and I'm one of the few people I know who had a kitchen that was out on time and on budget.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. See, I do the same thing. I look at something, and I break it down, one of the reasons I break it down, Anita, is so I can see what needs to be done first. Because
right.
without breaking it down, I don't know what is the chicken and which is the egg.
You got it.
Right? See, the egg, it has to start with an egg. You can't have a chicken without an egg. So there's no quandary, folks. The egg came first, then the chicken. But looking at a project, I don't know what that egg is because I'm looking at a chicken. And so I've got to break it down. But my point is this. I didn't really have to be taught that. That was just common sense. Why is this so hard for folks?
Well, because maybe, you know, they just had a thing in the Wall Street Journal, I think it was yesterday, and they were talking about people being organized and how come certain people are always running late.
Mm-hmm.
And the big reason some people are always on time and other people are always late is the people that are always late are people that can't figure out how long it really takes them to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're one of those people that are always on time because you have a better idea of how long it's going to take.
See, I'm organized, but I'm not organized. I mean, you should see my office, right? but no, you're right. And whenever I want to make sure that I never lose my keys, you know what I do? I make sure that my keys are laying where I have to almost trip over them before I leave the building.
So you have a methodology so that you don't forget.
Why is that not intuitive for people who don't want to be late?
Well, because we all are different. So there's a percentage of people, I'm one of those, that I'm really good at managing projects. And when I learned the process of how to do it, it just made me better at it. And there's other people that aren't that good at that are small business people.
Anita, if it's your life and it's your business, it's your money, it's your failure that's about to happen, why wouldn't you be motivated to do this? I mean, why would you literally ride your ship down?
Educated. Some people intuitively know things and other people need to be educated at it. And that's what we're talking about right now is a lot, you know, when we talk about concepts, before you start doing anything, the first thing you do is write down what it is that you're going to do and why you're going to do it. What are the goals? And people say, well, that's kind of hard. Well, what How much money are you going to put into something and you right. didn't sit down and write down, make yourself some bullet points of
how much,
what the goal is?
How much of the inability for people to do this do you think is because they're not driven, motivated to finish the project and get it done and move on? I mean, I just wonder if some people think that, if some people, without realizing it, subliminally, subconsciously, they're thinking that their job is to manage this project, not to finish it. What do you think?
That could be. I've met a lot of people who are very good at, they like to start things, and they're not
piddle,
like to
and piddle around things. And piddle with it.
Right. Or there's other people that just like to jump into things.
Right.
Well, this would be a great idea. You know, you...
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on to that thought. Well, folks, here's the reason I bring this up. If you've got an employee who can't finish a project, that they may not, they may be the kind of person who just can't do that. You either need to get them, as Anita said, some training, or get a new employee. Quick break, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.